This is Susie Thorpe, Cambridge 105
Radio. I'm really excited to have here, I've got Claire Trippett from the Blue Cross Charity in Garlick Row in Cambridge. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. They do, well, Blue Cross Charity in general do an amazing job, and this one particularly in Cambridge in Garlick Row specialise in cats, is that right?
Yes, we're a cat centre.
Cat centre. I'm sure you have lots of fun, as well as it being quite hard work too, but you do have lots of fun. And to raise money, you're always doing events, and you've got a particular event happening this Saturday, haven't you, on the 11th of May. And that's it's called Pause for Tea. Great name. Love it. Have you been doing this a while? Has it been happening every year?
Yes, all the centres do something similar every year around May time. It's one of the fundraising events we do every year. And we also encourage people to have their own tea parties to raise funds for us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
As well as coming along to the centre on Saturday, people could hold their own event.
And then obviously raise money for this, for your Garlick Row. And how many of you actually work at Garlick Row? Quite a lot? Are you a big team?
Not really. There's about 11 of us, paid staff, and then we have about 40 different volunteers. Some come several times a week. Some will just come for an hour. Some will come every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But they all help us out looking after the animals as well.
And does it vary in ages for the cats? I mean, but you have all sorts of cats, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've had quite a good success is rehoming older cats. They can live into their 20s. And we've also got quite a few youngsters as well. It's kitten season now, so we're starting to get kittens coming along.
So when you say you're getting kittens come along, these are just donated and they have nowhere to go?
Sometimes they're handed in because they've got nowhere to go and they're strays or they've been abandoned. Sometimes the cats come in pregnant, and we usually put them in a foster home and let them have the kittens, and then once the kittens are old enough, we'll get them neutered and rehomed.
And I'm sure you've got loads and loads of people that would love to house cats. Do you have to vet the people that come in to take a cat home?
We ask them to fill in a questionnaire so we can understand their motivation for having a cat and what experience they have. Then we invite them to come in and meet a particular cat or any cat that may be suitable. And so we do have a chat with them and make sure that they know how to look after the animal.
Yeah, exactly. And how many cats do you have?
At the moment, 37, which is quite low for this time of year.
Oh, wow. Obviously, that's quite a lot, but it obviously it's not that.
We have 50 cat pens, so depending on how many pairs and mums and kittens, we can hold up to 80 cats.
Yeah.
Although that's a bit tough when it gets that busy.
So this is the kitten season then? So this is when they start
being
arriving.
Warm when it's a bit warmer weather, yeah.
Yeah. And do you find there is a real problem with stray cats in the UK? Has it become bigger or not so big? I mean, you're seeing more and more now coming in?
We get around 100 a year, and that's quite a steady number. Unfortunately, unlike dogs, cats don't have to be microchipped. So if we get a cat handed in, if it's not microchipped, we have no way of reuniting it with its owner, which is quite sad.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
We get some lovely cats coming in that we just end up rehoming because we don't know where they came from.
And do you put the stray cats or kittens coming, do you put them on your website to advertise it as well?
Yeah, we do. So we also put it on a Facebook page if we have a stray handed in, so in the hope that, you know, we can try and trace the owner, but sadly that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. So tell us about this Saturday then at Garlick Row. Obviously everyone can do the tea party, but the pause for tea, what would you expect if you could come along to that?
Okay, so we've got refreshments, tea, coffee, juice for the children. People are donating cakes and things like that, so we can come and buy a whole cake or a slice of cake. Alongside that, we've got a second-hand pet stall where we'll be selling second-hand pet goods, things like cat carriers, bedding, bowls and things like that.
That's good to hear, actually, isn't it, that it's second-hand, that it actually goes round and not keep buying stuff, and that's quite helpful to pet owners, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, because it can be quite expensive, so the things that we get donated, because we have so much stuff, we can't use it all, so we make a bit more income by selling it on. And we've also got a kids' craft day. So for a £3 donation, there's lots of different crafty things that children can get involved in. For example, plaster of Paris, mould painting, peg dollies and planes, colouring in, pom-pom pets to make, All sorts of things.
Yeah, it is interesting. How the money that you're going to raise for this just goes back into Blue Cross Charity,
yes,
into Garlet Road,
yeah.
And it just feeds and hopefully is able to sustain the charity for... Because how long have you been in Garlet Road then?
Blue Cross has had a centre there since 1935.
Oh goodness, a long time.
So yeah. The site was left by a kind supporter. It used to be a home for lost and starving dogs and cats in Cambridge, and then became part of Blue Cross. So we've been there a long time, and hopefully we'll be there for a lot longer as well.
Absolutely, because Blue Cross in general help all animals, homeless, abandoned, but it's nice to see that the cats are being cared for. Do you think cats are very popular in Cambridge? Do you think it's...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last year we rehomed over 500 cats.
Wow.
And there's never any shortage of people coming forward. It's just sometimes the older ones or ones that have medical conditions that can take a little bit longer. But yeah, I mean, they do seem to be very popular.
Mm.
We also rehome dogs and rabbits through our Home Direct scheme, but we don't actually have them on site. They have to be in a position to stay with a current owner.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that. But cats in particular, they are such a lovely creatures, aren't they, to have around in the home? They're really easy. They're quite independent. Well, they're very independent, aren't they?
They are, yes.
And I'm sure you've got some gorgeous... Well, they're all gorgeous as well. Do you think the British Blue Cats, do you get many of those coming in?
We don't get many breed cats, no. They're generally what we call domestic short hair.
Yeah, yeah. I always wonder how they fare on. And pedigree cats, did you get lots of pedigree cats coming in as well?
Not a lot, no. But we do get them occasionally. We've got a couple of Oriental cats at the moment. We've had some British short hairs and things like Burmese, Siamese.
Yeah. And you can't really train cats, can you? They're quite independent creatures. How is there a sort of a myth about not being able to train cats?
I think you can train them to some extent. I'd probably consider myself a failed cat trainer.
Me too, so don't worry, I'm in that one as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the odd cat that you can tell it to sit and it will do.
Really?
But my goodness. Obviously, with a bit of bribery, a bit of a treat afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they are. They won't do tricks like dogs, but you can take them for a walk on a harness if they're... some cats wouldn't like it, but, you know, some get on quite well.
Yeah. I know lots of people that take their cats on holiday.
Oh, okay.
So they take them in the car. Mm. And they seem to get used to it. But that doesn't seem to be the way to do things with cats, is it, to take them on holiday? They like their little area.
I think the cats prefer to stay at home. They're quite territorial. So, yeah, they'd probably be happier at home.
And what's any other future things happening at Blue Cross in Garlet Row that we need to know about?
We have a fun day on Sunday, the 1st of September. So that's one of the bigger fundraising days where we have lots of stalls. Hopefully nice weather, people can come along for a day and buy all sorts of things and, yeah, just come and have a nice time.
And do you get the younger generation coming in to help at the Blue Cross?
Yeah, we do. We'd have volunteers from the age of 14.
Wow.
So, yeah, quite a few people who are on the Duke of Edinburgh award scheme, they'll come and do their volunteering with us.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's lovely to chat to you. Thank you, Claire Trippett, very much indeed. And I hope Saturday goes really well and you raise lots and lots of money for a fantastic cause. And of course, wish you all the best for the future for Blue Cross as well.